what again might be informal.
Yeah, you know, it's one thing that's unique about LCW is that we try to listen to the residents and what they do and what they need. You know, it's we don't just try to create a program and then try to fit people into that program. You know, we try to listen to, you know, what is it that their goals are, their aspirations, what are the challenges that they're dealing with, and we try to a way to help them facilitate that. And I think that's important. So it's, you know, we never, for example, in our home ownership classes, we never tell folks you need to buy a home. You know, that's their choice. And all we're telling them is if that's going to be your choice, you need to make sure you understand what your options are and what the consequences are of your choices and be prepared to make those choices. So the same thing with, you know, the business aspect of it is that we're not telling people, hey, you need a 9-to-5 job. We're trying to find out what it is that they're striving to do. And how do we make it a little bit easier for them? How do we attach them to the resources so that they can accomplish those goals? And in hope is that as they move up economically, that in itself will help others around them, you know, meet their goals as well. You know, because what they learned, they can apply, you know, help, you know, their friends and family apply it as well. And so it becomes that sort of like a viral effect where good information begins to be spread out in the community, where in the past it was quite the opposite. It was very bad information was everywhere, and people were getting bad advice, getting into bad products. And so this is where we end up with a lot of suffering, you know, in our community. And so we're trying to turn it around.